Can I sit down? Thanks. I wasn't sure that you... I thought you might tell me to piss off. So... I'm really bad at this. I'm just... I never know what to say. Sorry. I really hate it when we fight. I really hate it. And, I'm really sorry. I am sorry. I do know other words. I just I was horrid to you. I was mean and cruel and I said things that I knew would hurt you. Because I really love you. And when you love someone, you know how to hurt them. And I did that. Yeah, you're right. You are very right. You gave as good as you got. You said some really, I'm not trying to, I didn't want to do this. I didn't want it to be, I'm not trying to pick at you. I'm not trying to make you feel bad. I want to talk because I hate fighting with you, but we need to talk about it because darling, I really love you. I am stupid in love with you, and when you you are the sweetest person I know, the kindest person I know, the most generous person I know. To everyone, apart from one person. Yourself. You are downright horrible to yourself sometimes. You're mean and the things you say. It breaks my heart. It breaks my heart to hear you be cruel to yourself. And I'm not. I need to say this. Because I haven't been saying this, and that's what caused the argument. Kind of. Sort of. Darling, I've been seeing you dig at yourself for weeks now. And, I don't know. I just... I didn't mean to snap. I mean... That was... I feel so bad. I didn't mean to snap at you. I didn't mean to pick a fight. I am so sorry. I hate fighting with you. But I'm stubborn and I was annoyed and it just became this big thing. There was anger and harsh words and then there was silence. And I hate that more than the fighting. I hate when there's distance between us, when we don't talk. But I need to say this because if I don't, this will happen again because, darling, you're so cruel to yourself. You are. Darling, it's gotten to the point where you don't even realise you're doing it. It's just become second nature to pick and claw at yourself, to tear yourself down. It's horrible. Darling, I know. I know I can't ask you to see yourself how I see you. I can't ask you to see how wonderful you are, how kind you are, how sweet you are, how strong you are. I know that because that's asking a lot. And while I wish you did, I wish you saw yourself how I see you, because darling, oh, come here. I love you. I love every bit of you, and you are wonderful. But I know it's hard to see that. But darling, please just be a little bit kinder to yourself. Just please. Talk to yourself how you would talk to me. That broke my heart. Darling, you should love yourself. You should, because you're so deserving of love and you're so wonderful. I really hated the last couple of days, but maybe it's a good thing. Maybe I need to talk to you more, and you need to listen and not be mean to yourself. I know. Relationships and being an adult are really messy sometimes. I love you. Don't ever doubt that I love you. I'm just not great at this. You're the first person I've ever loved and There's not a guidebook. So I'm kind of winging it. Darling, I love you. And I'm here for you. But I need you to be there for yourself as well. We're all right. We're a bit dinged up, but we're all right. Just please be kinder to yourself. I'm going to do all I can to remind you, to tell you that you're loved, that you're sweet, lovely, funny, gorgeous, great ass. I'm not going to bottle it up. I won't. I'm going to be more open with you because it's just, I always saw opening up as being vulnerable, as being exposed and scary. But I don't want this to happen. I don't want to fight. I hate fighting. I hate it. And that makes me the black sheep of my family. You know us. Feuding left, right, and center. But I hate it. I always have. And that's why I bottle stuff up. But it's not good. So, how about we make a deal? I will try harder to open up, talk to you, and you'll try to be a little nicer to yourself, to let me love you, and oh, come here. I've missed being close to you. I've missed holding you. I stole your pillow. I couldn't sleep without you, and it smelled of you, and I am aware that's a little pathetic. It's not pathetic. It's cute. I wish I had done this sooner. I'm sorry you're sorry. So now we get to make up, right? Now that we've done the uncomfortable, awkward part, comes the good bit where we cuddle and we cuddle. Love you so much. I love you. I really do. You're amazing. And one day you'll see that. And one day I'll be this closed off. It'll just take some time. But we'll get there. Together. Because we love one another and because we're both awesome. Come here. I love you. I really, really do. Now come here and cuddle because I need you. I need you right here.